serve God with all their heart and all their might. May our Lord Jesus remember your efforts.
今天早上想用婚姻人人都当尊重的这个题目来跟大家一起勉励。
And today I'd like to share with you as an encouragement, marriage must be honored by all.
我一直觉得这个世代, 我们基督徒在婚姻上面临很大的挑战。
In this day and age, Christians face a great challenge in marriage.
从小到老, 大家都要面对这方面的问题。
And whether you're young or old, you have to face the issues in marriage.
有些小朋友对这个问题也很有兴趣了。Even
kids are interested.
有一次我们在伊丽莎白举开学生的灵恩布道会。
Once we had a student spiritual convocation in Elizabeth.
其中有一节叫做Q&A, 就是让小孩子来问问题。
And we had a Q&A session.
那一个小孩子他是不记名问的, 他说, 他的问题有两个, 第一个就是说, 巧克力牛奶是怎么来的?
They wrote down questions and handed to me. One of the questions was, where did chocolate milk come from?
那第二个问题就是说我几岁才可以结婚呢?
And the other question is, how old do I have to be married?
那你从那个问题可以看出来, 他很天真, 因为他想知道巧克力牛奶怎么来的。
You can see their innocence and their curiosity. They ask about chocolate milk and marriage.
老师就说,你们来谈谈看,你们觉得你们几岁才可以结婚?
So the teacher asked them, how old do you think you have to be married?
那有一个姐妹是从加拿大来的,她爸爸都叫她傻大姐。
There was a little sister from Canada, and her father usually make fun of her.
她思想比一般年纪的小孩多了高了一点点。
Because she often think a lot more than kids of her own age.
她就说,我觉得24岁结婚最好啊。
She said, you should be 24.
老师就问她说,你为什么要24岁结婚呢?
The teacher asked her why.
她说,我妈妈30岁才结婚,她生我的时候已经太老了。
She said, my mom was married when she was 30, so when I was born, she was already too old.
如果照她这个24岁结婚的标准来看,我们在座很多弟兄都不及格,都太老了。
So if we go by her standards, then many of our brothers are too old.
其实在这个问题,不是小孩子好奇,连大学生也好奇。
But not only are the kids curious, also so are the college students.
上次在这边NYTS,就在我们Pacifica教会其他也是有一个Q&A。
And we also had a Q&A session during the last NYTS in Pacifica.
我在那边主持,他们问一个问题,就是用英文写的,how... 当我们跟男女朋友在一起的时候, 他英文写是 how far is too far, 就是说跟那个朋友之间的距离多远才不算犯罪了。
And one of the questions was, when we're with a boyfriend or girlfriend, how far is too far in our relationship?
这个很难回答呢。
How tough to answer?
因为旧约里面, 他们圣经,新约圣经, 他们男女在一起, 我们说雅各跟
Because when we study the Bible, for example, Jacob and Rachel, they met each other.
可是从身上看起来,他们还是圣圣洁洁的啊。
But they still kept themselves holy and pure.
身上没有说他们有牵牵手啊,有其他的动作啊。
The Bible never described whether they held hand or did anything else.
因为在那个时候的民族,他们甚至到现在的人也是保持这样的一个特性啊。 他们是把这个脸包起来的,把衣服这个一层一层把自己的身体都包起来的。
But that was the tradition of the people of the age and even today, and women would even have to cover themselves.
所以你要跟他们怎么回答,说到底多远神才,多远才神,多近神才不处罚呢?
So how can you answer the question, how far is too far, and will God punish you?
我们给小孩子的这些指导,就是跟他们讲说,你在大学的时候不要谈朋友啊,不要谈恋爱。
And our advice to them could only be, when you're in school, don't have any relationships.
因为你根据指导,如果说你真的从牵手开始,大概在几个月之后就是做了一些犯错的事情了。Because
if you give them, set a limit, you don't know how far they'll take it.
所以,我们有时候也应该对孩子在外面的道理要给他们多多的勉励。And
we must encourage our children with the words of God.
结过婚的人也是一样。It's
likewise with married couples.
伊丽莎白教会有一次开职务会,我们也在谈说奇怪,教会的很多弟兄姐妹怎么都不来聚会了。
During a board meeting in Elizabeth, we've wondered why so many married believers aren't in church anymore.
那这样一看,我才发觉到说,不来聚会的很多弟兄姐妹呢, 大部一半哦，几乎一半哦，都跟婚姻有关系啊。
And we realize that at least half of the, half of those who aren't here in church have marital problems.
所以我们觉得这样的道理要在教会里面要再继续提醒。
That's why we must remind ourselves the teaching
regarding
marriage. 因为我们知道
诱惑实在是很大。
Because the temptation is great.
所以小弟想用圣经上的一些指导来跟大家研究到底圣经上有没有什么教训呢？
So I'd like to share with you some instructions from the Bible on marriage.
我们先来看希伯来书十三章的第四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4.
希伯来书十三章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4。
婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神要审判。真提到婚姻人人都要尊重。
The verse tells us marriage should be honored by all。
我们圣经创世纪开始就有婚姻的设立。
God established a marriage in Genesis。
主耶稣所变的第一个神迹就是跟婚姻有关的神迹。
And Jesus performed his first miracle in the marriage.
啊，启示录啊，最后神用羔羊的婚宴作为结束。
And in Revelation, we see that wedding of the Lamb.
所以婚姻贯穿了整本圣经。
Marriage is described throughout the Bible.
神要我们来注重这个问题啊。
And God wants us to look at it.
这边跟我们讲说，我们每个人都要尊重他。
And He tells us we must honor it.
那到底对婚前的弟兄姐妹，圣经上有什么样的指导原则呢？
And what type of instructions does the Bible have for the unmarried?
我们看一下提摩太后书二章二十二节。
Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
提摩太后书二章二十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。这时呢，我们主内的青年呢，要懂得逃避少年人的私欲。
And here it teaches us that we must flee the evil desires of youth.
现在的人呢，青年人是沉浸在少年人的私欲里面的。
But the youth of this age are actually indulging in these desires.
大学生现在在学校都在做什么呢？
What do college students do?
有人说他们在学校就是做这些 drug, sex, and rock and roll, 就是做这些不好的事情。
Many of them indulge themselves in sex, drug, and rock and roll.
他们现在的哲学就是只要我喜欢，没有什么不可以。
And they will do whatever they please.
哦，现在青年比我们古代的时候进步了。
And they've quite advanced.
我们小时候我们看的卡通影片是白马王子跟白雪公主的故事。
The cartoon we used to watch was Prince and Princess.
大家都是纯纯的，也是蠢蠢傻傻的。
We're all very simple-minded.
反正有一个人跟你上精神上相恋，大概就可以了。
If you like someone, then that's good enough.
精神上的。
In spirit.
现在已经进步到大家所看的都是 Beauty and Beast.
But now we watch Beauty and the Beast.
美人跟野兽了，好像你这个人哦，兽性越厉害哦，越疯狂，越丑陋哦，越得到美人的青睐。
As if the more fierce and violent you are, the more you are loved.
可是因为大家都沉浸在这个私欲里面，带来很严重的后果。
But because of these desires of the flesh, we can see many consequences.
我们看现在艾滋病很发达。
We can look at the AIDS epidemic.
事实上，这个艾滋病的来源，这个由这种滥交而带来的，不只是艾滋病而已啊。
It is not just a sexual relation. AIDS is not spread just by sexual relations.
有人统计啊，明天这个时候，美国有大概3万多人会有这种性病方面的疾病。明天这个时候。
According to statistics, even just a day from now, there will be 30,000 people more who contract venereal
disease. 一年有100多万人有这样的一种疾病啊。
And there are over 100 people who will suffer from it.
那我们一直觉得说，哎呀，跟性有关的疾病就是艾滋病，其实不止哈，有些造成人的免疫系统失去功能，有些造成生下畸形儿童。
And the results of the disease could be birth defect and other type of suffering.
甚至不能怀孕。
And some people will not get pregnant.
所以给我们现在年轻人的身心带来了创伤。
And that.Brings harm to the generation.
不过这还是小事，最重要是在他们精神上受到创伤。
Both in body and in spirit.
我们现在婚姻的离婚率是二分之一。
Now half of the marriages end in divorce.
有人说结婚跟赌博一样，你就是甩个flip a coin 哈，你看看你到底是正面还是负面，很容易就离婚的。
Some people treat marriage as a type of gambling where,
只有一个来原因,
where there's a chance of failure.
只有一个原因就是因为在婚前大家都不尊重神的道理。
It is because that people do not respect the words of God before marriage.
如果在婚前乱来，婚后就没有安全感。
If they do wrong before marriage, then the marriage cannot succeed.
婚姻的保证在乎彼此信任。
Marriage is based on trust.
就是说无论你今天在哪里，你出差到多远，我对我的配偶都是很放心的让他出去。
Wherever you are or how far you are away from home,You trust your spouse.
但是如果 你知道、哦、你的配偶在婚前有男朋友、啊、乱来、哦、你怎么放心他一个人在外面待那么久呢
But if you know that your spouse has all sorts of different relationships before your marriage, how can you trust them?、
啊、这个就是婚打击婚一个很重要的一个关键、啊、
And that is the key to marriage.
更可怕的就是、哦、大家会去比较来比较去、啊、
Even worse, people will compare their marriage.
因为在婚前乱来你会想说哎呀，我现在的先生啊，我现在的太太啊，比我以前的男女朋友比较起来怎么样怎么样啊，你心里就会有一些不平衡的感觉
If you have different sexual relationships before marriage, you may even compare your spouse to your relationship before.
所以神叫我们婚前不要苟合，事实上是为了爱我们、啊、
God tells us not to havesexual relationship before marriage because he loves us.
在灵性上也受到很大的损伤。
Because it harms our spirituality.
信耶稣的人哦，会发觉到有些青年突然不来聚会了。
I've found that even believers of Jesus will stop coming to church.
你访问再多久，他还是不来。
No matter how many times you visit them, they still
won't
come. 那
问下去，发觉到哇，他不敢来了。
But when you dig into the reason, you find that they dare not come to church.
啊，真的是。父母很痛心，我们教会也很痛心。
They hurt the parent and they hurt the church.
事实上哦，我们发觉到这种影响我们灵性的事情，是我们应该最重视的一个问题。
We must focus on our spiritual growth.
我们想，实际上赞美诗一首诗跟我们讲，如果你贪一时的喜乐而失去永远的幸福，这样划得来吗
？Tim tells us, is it worth it if we lose our spiritual life?
很多人。在犯罪之后，他们想要悔改，可是已经来不及了。
Many people want to repent after they sin, but it may be too late.
有一个姐妹打电话给一个传道人呢。
Once a sister called a pastor.
她说，那个姐妹说，我要帮我的一个朋友问一个问题。
And she said, I want to ask a question for my friend.
她就开始问一些因为怎么样怎么样，所以可不可以怎么样怎么样。
And she asked questions such as, if I do this, if they do this, can we do that?
啊、传道人就问他说那个人是不是你啊那个不是你的朋友吧
her,
那应该是你吧
Is it you that you're talking about?
那个姐妹真的就哭出来了没有办法回答下去
And she cried and couldn't answer
她 换了一些错
She made some mistakes
她不晓得怎么样回头所以她要问问题啊
And she did not know how to come back and had to ask questions
有时候造给我们教会行政有很多的困扰
That gives us much trouble in church
我们看到有些姐妹哇工作又好那也很认真来聚会虽然没有做什么圣工可是就是觉得她这个人也年纪大了这么好的姐妹还想要帮她介绍对象、啊、
Sometimes we see sisters who have a good job and seem to be doing well but and we try to introduce them to other brothers
后来才会到说、哎、不可以帮她介绍对象
But then we hear that we should not do that、
哎、不敢帮她介绍对象
And we dare not do that、
啊、为什么呢
Why?
因为有一些不可以让大家知道的事情发生在她过去的历史里面
Because there are things hidden in their past
心中觉得很可惜啊这么好的姐妹怎么会这样子呢
And we're really sad because we think that she's a good sister
所以真的有时候、哦、年轻的时候不自守、哦、一失足成千古恨再回头真的是百年身啊
If you don't watch what we do it may be too late to turn around
我们常常想圣经上有这样的例子在教训我们
There are many examples from the Bible
我们就是提到那个暗嫩的例子
What about Amnon?
暗嫩爱上一个姑娘很漂亮啊
He fell in love with a girl
那个姑娘就是她爸爸的另外一个孩子
But that was her half-sister
人家说爱情的力量很大重水不可以淹没
The power of love is great
世上人跟我们说爱情的力量很大相思好像小蚂蚁
相思
好像小蚂蚁、啊、
But the longing and love is the power is like an ant
那个爬在心底你就痒啊痒啊抓也抓不到啊
It feels like an antcrawling in you.
那个暗嫩大概是那种心情吧。
Anna may have felt the itching of love.
明知道不可以想她，偏偏就去想她。
He knew it was wrong to think about her, but he still did.
明知相思呢很辛苦啊，偏偏又苦苦相思啊。
And he kept thinking about her and waited.
啊，结果他用了朋友错误的建议。
So he listened to the advice from his friend.
用一些强暴，用一些约会，达到强暴的手段，来得到他的妹妹。
He schemed and lied and lied with her.
那我们看现在强暴案最多的案件是什么
？And what are the cases we see today?
强暴案最多的就是 date rape， 就是利用约会的时候被强暴的案子最多了。
We see a lot of date rapes today.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，如果我们不要常常上，没事就上网络啊。
So be careful when you're on the internet.
尤其我觉得哦，我们要 order 那个 subscriber 啊，那个 provider 要很小心哦。如果说，因为我觉得有一些，我现在有时候也会上网络哦，发觉到一些provider 哦，就是那个给你用网络的那个公司哦，我们要小心选择。
We need to choose carefully our providers.
因为我现在用的是 American Online.
I use American Online.
American Online 有时候哦，它一出现就会好像要要求你说，你要不要 set up 一个跟朋友的 chat room 吗？然后下面就有一些romance link， 那些字眼在那边让你等着你去 click 呢。
When you first connect, they'll have banners appear asking you if you want to sign up for chat rooms, and there are chat rooms for romance links.
如果你原来没有那个心情，你想说，哎呀，上网络上 American Online。这个读一下信件就好了，你就会看见到那些诱惑人的东西在那里等着你去按呢。
You may have signed on just to read some news, but then you see the link.
所以我跟大家介绍另外一家公司，我不是要做广告，我觉得这家公司没有这样的一些错误的东西。
So I'd like to introduce another provider to you.
一个叫做 BigNet， 叫 BigNet 是不是
？BigNet。
BigNet 哈，这个东西你一下它就是没有一些噱头，一些广告的噱头了。
When you sign on, you will not see any ads.
不过很可惜，这个北加州才有，南加州就没有了。
But that's only in Northern California.
这个东西要让你看，就是没有一些其他让你看你想要看的东西。
They will not show you any distractions.
或者我们被诱惑了哈，人就是一步一步走向错误的死亡的道路啊。
Otherwise, step by step, we're leading walking to death.
那你看这个案嫩哦，他做了之后，事实上他是非常后悔的。
Annan regretted what he did.
我们说爱情力量是大的
，Even though love's power is great.
可是当他得到他妹妹之后，我们发现很奇怪的事情，那个恨的力量竟然比爱的力量还大呢。
But when he slept with sister, we found that the power of hate is even greater than love.
甚至要把他赶出去呢。他妹妹跟他一起说：“哥哥啊，你不要这样做，你现在做的哦，把我赶出去的罪哦，你刚刚跟我犯的罪更大呢。”
Even though the sin of casting sister out is greater, he still cast her out.
但是他那个心已经拿。台湾话讲心肝了瘫痪了啦，心已经横着晃了，就是把他推出去了。
Because his heart was hard and he pushed her away.
这个人哦，很奇怪。如果你要得到你的东西之后，如果你发现到一个女生很随便，你得到她了哦，你会把她给淡掉了，把她给离弃了。
Human beings are strange creatures. Once you get your girl easily, you may kick her away.
你不会珍惜的。
You will not treasure her.
所以神的道理都是为了爱我们设立的。
So God's teaching are all for our own good.
我们要好好的尊重神对婚姻的设立啊。
We must also honor marriage.
圣经跟我们讲，我们要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
And the Bible teaches us to guard our hearts.
因为一生的果效从心发出啊。
Because the fruits of our labor.
我们年轻人在成长过程当中都有要求伴侣的欲望，这是没有办法避免的，因为这是神创造就是这样子。
Our young people want to have a partner because that's how God creates us.
但是时机没有到的时候，我们就是要忍耐等候。
But before the time is here, you must wait.
因为我们中文跟我们说，心好像平原晃马一样，欲望难追啊！你平原晃，你那个马晃到平原上面去哦，你要追回来就难了。
But our hearts are like a wild horse that we can't control.
那我们就发觉到哦，我们弟兄姐妹在放马的，在平原放马都有一些征兆啊。
But when we try to tame this wild horse, we struggle.
这些征兆哦，就是你发觉到他穿着有点改变了。
And you may find people change the way they dress.
你发觉到他的装饰有点改变了。
They change the way they.
你发觉到他的发型有点改变了。
Or their hair.
如果你觉得自己怎么突然间变得好像很注重这一些外表，这一些没有必要的虚荣。
If you find yourself worrying about the way you look,
你会发觉到说你的心也许在偏向啊这一条路上面去了。
Perhaps your heart has already gone astray.
也许你应该进食祷告，求主耶稣帮助你。
Perhaps you need to fast and pray and ask for God's help.
我们不是说这个情感是错误的，我们不是说这个情感是错，这种感觉是错误的。要需求对象的感觉是错误的。
It's not wrong to be attracted to someone.
我们只是要求说，如果你时候还没到，不要乱做。
But if the time is not right, then don't act according to
your desires. 因为我们实在没有办法阻挡灰鸟从我们空中飞过去，但是我们有办法阻挡它不在我们头上搭窝。
We cannot stop the birds from flying above us, but we can stop it from nesting above us.
所以我们要求主耶稣帮助我们。
We must ask Jesus to help us.
让我们在婚前可以逃避少年的私欲。
So that we can flee this desire of youth.
可是这边又讲说要同那清心祷告主的人追求公义性的仁爱和平呢。
But the verse continues saying, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
我们这个在给我们工作人员在带领青年上一个方针呢。
It give us a key when we teach our kids.
我们不要一直讲跟他讲说一直赌啊，一直跟他讲你不可以这样，不可以这样，不可以这样。那个年轻人听起来会很不服气的。我什么都不能做，为什么他们都可以做
？We cannot keep saying no and don't do this or don't do that.
这边提到说什么呢？你要从那清心祷告主人，就说你我们还是要教会里面要提供机会，让他们跟主内弟兄姐妹在一起，有那些清清洁洁在一起享受友情的机会啊。
But the Bible teaches us we must pursue God along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
年轻人都需要朋友的。
Everyone needs a friend.
那个朋友在一起有一种这种快乐，不一定输过两个人单独在一起的快乐。
And the joy of being among friends is no less than the joy of having a boyfriend or girlfriend.
所以我们教会哦，有时候要举办一些我们的青年班，要举办一些活动，大家成群结队出去，在主里面欢欢喜喜。过生活，这个是没有错的啦。
That's why the church should have activities with young people enjoying each other's company in a group.
当然，这个不是最重要的。
But that's not the most important.
这就是在大家友谊的交接当中呢，能够对神更清楚认识，然后自己的情感有更合适的导向。
The most important is for them to understand their relationship with each other and with God through this fellowship.
希望求主帮助我们能够在这方面做得更好啊。
May God help us so we can do a better job.
我们再看一下《创世纪》六章一节到二节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪六章一节到二节。
Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 to 6.
一节二节。
Verses 1 and 2, rather.
请你。
Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. When man began to increase in number on earth, and daughters were born to them,The sons of God saw the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose.
In
verse 3, Then the Lord said, My spirit will not contend with them forever. For his mortal, his day will be 120 years.
这边提到说，当人的世上多起来的时候呢，人的神的儿子看到人的女儿漂亮，就起来为妻啊。
Here it says, The son of God saw the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them.
然后神的灵就不永远在他们里面了。
But then God's spirit would not remain with them forever.
跟我们讲不要嫁娶外邦人啊。
You must not marry unbelievers.
很多人很不喜欢听到这个问题。
Many people don't like to hear that.
有一个传道人在台上讲说你们不要嫁娶外邦人。
Once the pastor taught the same thing.
到台下的时候被人家抓去审问了。
But after the sermon, people accused him.
他说：“你以后不要再讲这种道理了。”
And ask him not to teach that.
他说：“为什么不可以讲这种道理？”
He said, "Why not?"
因为哦，在台下坐的通通是嫁娶外邦人的。
Because many
很多了，不是通通了，通通太夸张了。
Because many of the congregation marry unbelievers.
为什么他们会嫁娶外邦人呢
？Why would they do that?
那早期留学生哦，实在是到美国来到异地他乡，要找对象也不容易啊。
Because many of them were studying abroad and they were alone.
没有办法怎么办呢只好跟同学结婚呢、
So they would marry their classmates.
跟同学结婚他们觉得哇主耶稣也很祝福啊你看我现在什么也不做啊我的儿女也不错啊诶甚至跟儿女讲说哎呀没有关系啦以后你们嫁娶外邦也无所谓。
Since some of them have a good family life, they thought they were blessed by God, and they thought it's not wrong to marry unbelievers.
是有时候神给我们特殊的祝福这叫特例。
So sometimes God gives us a special blessing. That is an exception.
但是不要把特例当成常例啊。
So we cannot make that a normal thing.
我在想说我们美国弟兄姐妹实在是少了一点有时候也有姐妹担心因为姐妹实在是也比弟兄多了一点点。
I'm worried about the sisters in America because they outnumber the brothers.
可是我想一想说哎呀其实也不用太担心嘛我们台湾说不定台湾说不定有很多弟兄姐妹啊。
But I shouldn't be so worried because there are other brothers, for example, in Taiwan.
台湾没有的话，英国也有啊。
If not in Taiwan, in England.
英国没有，马来西亚，这个东南亚很多啊。
If not in England, in Southeast Asia.
所以我在想，如果我们要守神的道理哦，应该还是有很多可以让我们遵守的方法。
So as long as we observe the words of God, He will find a way.
所以这个道理我们觉得还是要讲的。
We must teach this.
因为圣经上把这个嫁娶外邦的罪哦，尼希米说它是一个很大的罪啊。
Because Nehemiah said that it was a sin to marry unbelievers.
您看您如果从尼希米记第一章一直读到最后一章。
If you read the book of Nehemiah.
哦，我真的佩服这个人。
I greatly respect this man.
关心神的家。
He cared about the Lord's household.
但是他虽然关心，但是他不用他的意气，不用自己的意识去关心。他祷告很久才慢慢的去做。
But he did not do so according to his will. He first prayed.
他做事很谨慎哦，他要做个事情哦，他先晚上起来，自己一个人骑着马到处去观察地形地势，观察好了之后再跟大家一起来讨论。
Before he did anything or made a decision, he would ride his horse around and check out everything before saying a thing.
所以你看这个人非常谨慎，非常稳重，非常老练，非常靠神。
He was very cautious and experienced.
可是你读到最后一章。
But in the last chapter,
你看到他把那个嫁娶外邦的人哦抓过来扯头拉他们的头发，这个咒他们，这个咒诅他们，要他们发誓说以后你再不可以这样做了。
He arrested those who marry unbelievers and even beat them and warned them not to do that.
哦，你看到一副泼妇骂街的景象啊。
He was acting quite violently.
这个好像不太像尼希米原来这个样子呢。
It was not how Nehemiah normally was.
那为什么他的反应这么样的激烈呢？
But why was he reacting so much?
其实不止他一个人反应这样激烈啦。
It wasn't only him.
文士是以斯拉是个文士，是一个研究圣经的人呢。
Ezra was also a teacher of law.
啊，听到以色列长官嫁娶外邦。
When he heard the Israelite official marrying unbelievers.
他的动作比较斯文一点，他就一个人坐着忧闷，经济而坐，脱掉外袍，然后他是自己拔自己的胡子，拔自己的胡须啊。
Ezra wasn't so violent, but instead he became sorrowful, even pulled his own hair and beard.
我们在神学院学这个道理的时候，一个老师问我们呢。
When we learn about this story, our teacher told us.
他说：“以后你们看到信徒嫁娶外邦的时候，你是要拔别人的胡子，还是拔自己的胡子
？”When you see a brother and sister marrying an unbeliever, would you pull their hair or your own?
他跟我们讲说：“你们不是省长哦，你们是文士哦。
”And they told us, "You're not a government official. You're the scribe."
你如果所以你不要拔别人的胡子，要刮自己的胡子。
So when you see anything bad happening, pull your own hair.
所以我们有个同学，他一直留胡子，不愿意剃掉。
So there's a classmate of mine who has a long beard.
为什么他们的反应这么激烈哦？其实哈，他们都觉得因为这个是很大的罪。
Why did these men react so harshly? Because this is a great sin.
尼希米就提出一个 point 出来啊。
Nehemiah brought out a point.
他说：“你看看我们这个国家最伟大的王之一所罗门王，这么有智慧的王，他怎么失败的
？”He said.How did the greatest king in our history fail?
他不是很聪明吗？
Wasn't Solomon wise?
难道他不是败在外邦女子的手中吗？
Didn't he fail at the hands of Gentile women?
所以我们说要嫁娶主任，最终的目的就是期盼我们弟兄姐妹能够保持这个纯正的信仰啊。
We keep teaching that we must marry in the Lord because we need to hold on to our faith.
我们不希望下一代信仰不见了。
We don't want our next generation to lose faith.
其实我观察我们很多嫁娶外邦的弟兄姐妹他们很希望他们另外一半来信主呢。
But we find that many believers who marry non-Christians long to have their spouse.
所以如果有人要嫁娶外邦我都想说给他们介绍一个嫁娶外邦的姐妹聊聊，或是弟兄聊聊。
So before someone wants to marry an unbeliever, I always ask them to talk to someone who's married to an unbeliever.
他们的心中的苦是没有人知道的。
To see how much.They're suffering.
他们心中的苦真的没有人知道。
How much they worry?
因为他们第一步走错路了，教会在教会已经没有立场了。
Because they've already done what they did.
他们有时候嫁娶外邦也不是故意要嫁娶外邦的，有的是不得已的。
And some do so because they had no choice.
可是当他们嫁娶外邦的时候，会到早知当初不嫁也好，有的甚至会这样想呢。
But after marriage, some may even think I should not have married at all.
因为实在很多太不协调的地方了。
Because there's so many mismatches.
先生要看电影。
For example, if you want to go to the movies.
你要来祝双喜生日。
During Sabbath.
那你要来祝双喜生日。
And a spouse wants to come to church.
你怎么办呢
？What should you do?
你想要奉献十一件。
And if you want to offer tithe.
他说我赚的钱你敢给我拿去奉献，你给我试试看。
But your husband and wife said, "Don't you dare offer money to church."
有的不只是夫妻之间的关系，有的现在美国大概比较民主啦，你走你的独木桥，我过我的弯道，大概是这样子。
And here maybe they could the husband and wife can each do their own thing.
那小孩子怎么办呢?
But what about the kids?
那个价值观念不一样，你很难教导同一个孩子的。
You cannot teach the kids together if you have different value systems.
有一次我们跟传道人出去访问了。
Once we visited a member,
一个妈妈抓住我们的手。
The mom took hold of us.
传道人帮帮忙，我女儿哦，她哦。要去当修女，要去当天主教的修女。
And she asked me for help because her daughter wanted to become a nun.
哦，我们都不敢讲话。
But we couldn't say anything.
我们怎么帮忙呢
？How could we help?
如果她爸爸是个信，如果她爸爸是我们教会的
，If her father was a member of this,
我们可以来劝她。
We could encourage her.
但是她是活在两个不亲，这个孩子是活在两个不同信仰的父母亲当中，我们怎么样去使力呢
？But the daughter was stuck among two different faiths, and what could we do?
不嫁娶外邦，对你来讲，也许是一件不容易的事。
Perhaps it is hard not to marry an unbeliever.
但是为了要守神的道
，But in order to keep God's word,
我们想求主赐给您力量。
Ask God for strength.
我想主一定会帮助你的。
And the Lord will surely help you.
我们再看神的另外一个要求。
Let's study another requirement from God.
创世纪二章二十二节
Genesis chapter God, So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Verse 22. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man.
二十三节
Verse 23. The man said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man.
如果立志要嫁属内，不想嫁去外邦要怎么办呢
？What should we do if we want to marry a church member？
这边要说哦，我们要早一点把我们的婚姻交在主的手里面。
We must hand our marriage to the Lord。
早一点为这个事情祷告啊。
Pray for it。
不要等到三十岁再祷告。
Don't start praying when you're 30。
我看三十岁祷告可能有点晚了。
That may be too late。
我们大概二十四岁、二十二岁就开始要祷告了。
You could start praying when you're 22.
因为神会带领你的路的啦。
Because God will guide your way.
那我们祷告的时候，要把我们这个情况哦，通通交在神的手里面。
And hand over everything to God.
我们不要给自己设立很多很多的条件了。
Don't set any criteria for yourself.
我毕业的时候，我同学跟我教我一个口诀，他跟我说，我教你背一个口诀，如果你这个背会了，教包你这一辈子幸福快乐。
When I graduated, a classmate told me, "Let me teach you something, and you'll remember it."
那你就会幸福快乐。
And you'll live a happy life.
我说什么样的口诀？你说来听听看。
And I asked him what was it.
他说哦，你结婚哦，要娶一个有钱的老婆，可以胜过三十年的奋斗。
He said if you marry a rich wife, then you don't have to work hard for 30 years.
这个是很诱惑人的一个口诀哦。
That is rather tempting.
可是圣经上怎么跟我们讲的呢
？But what does the Bible teach us?
如果你有这样的条件，圣经上说哦，你这个人哦，如果有人要想用爱情买婚姻。用钱财买爱情哦，是要被人家讥笑的啦。
The Bible says, if you
is 要被人家藐视的。
If you try to buy love with money, you should be mocked.
所以我们不要给自己设立很多的条件。
Don't set up any criteria for yourself.
感谢主了，我在想我们组内的人很少以钱财当条件的。
We thank God in the Lord, probably not.Most of you will not use money as a criteria.
可是还是有一些条件哦。
But you still have other requirements.
有一次我们请求接到一封请求介绍的信。
Once we received a letter.
那一封信哦，你给他读一读是，你看到一张信附着一个婚姻条件一览表。
The letter contained a table of requirements for marriage.
哦，这个负责人看一看，一直摇头说这个实在是很难呢。
The board member upon reading the letter.Kept shaking his head and said, "This is hard."
这个资格哦，大概只有天使才够格嘞。
Because only the angels seem to fit the requirement.
天使又不结婚，所以这叫麻烦。
But we can't marry angels, so what should we do?
你看这个亚当没有条件呢。
Adam didn't have any requirements.
亚当是很早就把他交到神手里面去了。
But Adam handed his relationship to God.
人的条件大部分就是要漂亮了、温柔体贴、顾家、刻苦耐劳了。
Often we want someone gentle, loving, and caring.
And beautiful.
And beautiful.
那如果亚当要一个漂亮的小姐，漂亮的人，漂亮的。
If Adam asked for a pretty wife,
不等到神帮他造。
Without waiting for God,
他已经先跟一只孔雀结婚了。
He might have married a peacock.
孔雀开屏最漂亮。
Peacocks are beautiful.
如果他要找一只温柔的，找一个温柔的。
If you want to find someone gentle,
说话说起来很好听，声音嗲嗲的。
With a beautiful voice,
大概找一只猫咪啦，猫咪声音最嗲最温柔。
He might have married a kitten.
如果他要找一个顾家的
If you want to marry a caring person,
找一只狗狗最顾家了
Dogs are caring.
那如果找一只刻苦耐劳的
If you want to find a hardworking woman,
找一只老牛 老牛最刻苦耐劳
He could marry a cow.
他都没有为自己找都没有为自己找条件
But he did not seek for a spouse himself.
他在沉睡当中神帮他找啊
But God made him a helper when he was sleeping.
神帮你找得到你面前就说哇这是我骨中的骨中肉这是我最好的一个对象把爱情之歌都高唱了
And when God finds you a suitable helper you will say she is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh
我年轻的时代我很想要自己找
When I was young I tried to find a wife for myself
我在台湾念这个 junior college 我一毕业的时候就想结婚了
In Taiwan when I graduated I wanted to get married
因为我觉得我这个人很不甘寂寞、啊、
Because I didn't like to be lonely.
可是、哦、我觉得我自己找、哦、撞得头破血流怎么找都找不到。
But then I could try so hard without success.
那有一次我在准备这个道理我问我太太我说太太你怎么嫁给我的
And one day when I was preparing for this sermon, I asked my wife, how did you marry me?、
我太太跟我讲一个秘密。
And she told me a secret.
她说她为了婚姻的事情祷告了好几年了。
She said she prayed so many years for her marriage.
我说、哦、原来如此，怪不得你嫁到一个这么好的先生、啊。
So I said, no wonder you marry such a good husband.
我觉得自己不是很好了。
I'm not all that great.
但是、哦、我自己找得头破血流，找不到一个好太太、啊。
But I searched so hard without finding a good wife.
后来我放弃了。
But then I gave up.
我想说，既然、哦、找不到，我看交给神算了。
I figured I might as well let God do it.、
我知道神为我们配合真的是最好的呢。
When God finds us a spouse, that is the perfect relationship.
说实话，我太太哈，在我以前在寻找过程当中哦，不是我的第一志愿呐。
My wife, frankly, is not my first choice.
可是你会要结婚之后，你再回头看，你再去选哦，你还不是选同样一个太太
？But when I look back at my choices, I know I would choose her again.
我像我脾气这么烂的人哦，找到一个可以忍耐的人，大概也不是很多了。
Not many people can stand my bad temper.
因为知道神所配合不一定是最好的，不一定是你想象中那个好了，不是你的第一志愿嘛。
What God has found for you may not be your first choice.
但是哦，是最适合你的。
But it is the best choice.
那个肋骨抓进来刚刚好放在这里。
Because the rib will fit right in you.
啊，你就觉得说，虽然还是有时候会磨蹭，但是你怎么想，你再怎么比较，你再怎么去思考这个问题，你就觉得说，啊，神的安排是最好的。
Even though there may be frictions, but after a while, you realize God's choice is the best.
我常常觉得我们未婚的弟兄姐妹想很多、哦、
I've thought a lot about our single young people.
他们不敢踏出去第一步，就是想东想西，想经济，想个性，想这个想那个，想到哎呀，不敢结婚了。
They do not dare to take the first step because they thought about their financial problems, their relationships, and other.
尤其是我们北加州，我不懂为什么大家毕业这么久都还不结婚。
I find so many people graduated and they still do have no partners.
问来问去哦，发觉到每个人都有自己一套想法呢。
When I talk to them, they all have their ideas.
我想我们要学习把它交托出去。
We must learn to rely on God.
外邦人说结婚像赌博啊。
The non-believer said marriage is like gambling.
没有神哦，结婚真的像赌博一样。
Without God, it is a gamble.
但是有神的人哦，结婚是交托了。
But if you have God, marriage is a reliance on God.
你真的祷告哦，你交托出去哦，你只要一个敬畏神的人，你也找到一个敬畏神的人哦，你婚姻应该是不错的啦。
As long as you pray to God, and if you fear God, you'll find a God-fearing person.
你曾经梦想过那些什么白马王子、白雪公主，或者梦想那个 Michael Jordan 还是谁也好，你梦想的那个人哦，你会知道你婚后一定不是那个样子的。
If you have dreamt about a prince or a princess or even Michael Jordan, you'll find that the person you marry is nothing like that.
但是你如果会知道，如果你们两个都爱神，都是敬神，你们会是幸福的。
But if both of you love and respect God, you will live a happy marriage life.
所以，让我们交托出去吧。
Then let us rely on God.
让我们走出去婚姻这一步。
So we can step toward a marriage.
再来，我觉得结婚的道理哈，除了婚前很重要之外，其实婚后更重要。
The teachings about marriage is important before and after marriage.
圣经跟我们讲说，事情的结束强过事情的起头啊。
The Bible tells us the end of things is more important than the beginning.
那圣经上对于这种结婚婚后的有什么样的指示呢？
What does the Bible teach us about marriage?
打岔一下，我这个我这单位讲的比较久哦，因为我们洗礼出去比较晚，所以我会讲的久一点。所以如果你坐的不太舒服，可以出去走动走动。
Just a brief note, we started the bathroom a little late, so my sermon will be a little long. If you'd like to take a break, stretch, you can stretch outside.
我们看一下马太福音19章4节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19, verse 4.
马太福音19章4节。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 4.
19章4节。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 4.
请念，请。
Haven't you read, he replied, that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female?
第5节。
In verse 5, and said, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife, and the two will become one flesh.
第6节。
Verse 6, so they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate.
神对婚姻的指导就是你们我们两个人已经成为一体了。
God teaches us that two person in marriage has become one.
所以不可以分开啊。
And they shall not separate.
我那天听梁传道讲说，华人离婚率最高的是在圣何塞，我真的吓一跳。
I was shocked when I heard Pastor Liao saying that the highest divorce rate among Chinese community is in San Jose.
的确是哦，现在人离婚率很高哦。Many
people are divorced.
但是圣经上跟我们讲说，已经成为一体了，无论怎么样，我们就不要离婚了。But
the Bible teaches us, since you've become one flesh, you must never separate.
不但不可以离婚哦，现在人造成离婚的一个原因，就是因为有第三者。Often
people divorce because of a third person.
因为现在的社会太开放了。This
is the open society.
啊，结婚很久了，大家就习惯了。After
a while, you take each other for granted.
啊，生活就很平淡，没有刺激。And
life is boring.
那没有刺激当中，你就要想找一些刺激一下。You
try to find something else.
所以你就找一些跟人家聊，找一些女朋友、男朋友了。You
may have another affair.
这样是婚姻的杀手。That
is a murder to your marriage.
两人一体就是不可以有第三者。As
one flesh, you cannot have anyone else.
如果有第三者的话。If
there is.
如果你一定要有个第三者的话。You
must have another person.
那就是一定要我们主耶稣基督了。That
would be Jesus Christ.
除了主耶稣基督之外，不可以有第三者。You
cannot have, you can't have no one else but Jesus Christ.
我们常常会想说啊，三妻四妾可能很好玩哦。You
may find that it might be fun to have many wives.
但是我们看亚伯拉罕的一生哦，其实多太太不见得幸福。When
we look at Abraham's
不是不幸福了，不是不见得了。When
we look at Abraham's life, having many wives is not a blessing.
你看他跟撒拉哦，原来从他的故乡这样子远远的走，大家一起奋斗，那个婚姻是和谐的。
Originally, when he married Sarah, they fought together and lived a good life together.
这个家庭什么时候才开始有风波，大家才开始觉得不愉快，他的太太才开始跟他吵，什么时候开始的？
When did he have problems and quarrels in the family?
就是夏甲加入这个家庭生活才开始的。
It was when Hagar joined the family.
所以三人行不好玩啊。
It is not fun to walk in
threesome.
We must not learn from that example.
有一个朋友到我们教会来受洗，是一个妇人。
Yeah, there was a sister who was baptized in church.
奇怪，在受洗那一刹那当中，她突然看到一个异象。
And during baptism, she saw a vision.
我们一般看到异象，都没看到宝血的异象。
Often during baptism, we see the blood of Christ.
她不是看到宝血的异象。
But she didn't.
她看到她家里啊。
She saw her home.
她看到家里的一张床。
She saw a bed.
她床上的一个枕头。
She saw a pillow on her bed.
她看到枕头的时候就开始大哭了。
But when she saw the pillow, she wept.
没有，全世界的人没有知道这个枕头里面是活着她旧情人的情书啊。
No one knew that inside the pillow was the letter from her old lover.
主耶稣跟他讲一件事情，就是说你现在是跟主耶稣同死同埋葬喽。But
Jesus told her, you have died and are buried with Christ.
你旧人又死了，你现在起来是新人呐。Since
your old self has died and you are a new person.
所以你不可以再怀念你的旧情感。You
must not dwell on your old love.
你要对你的另外一半，虽然他还没有信主，还是外邦人，你还是要对他忠贞呐。Even
though the husband you're married to is not a Christian, you must be faithful to him.
这个社会真的很乱。
It is a chaotic society.
我们很多姐妹到外面去上班了。Many
sisters work.
很多老板都很欣赏了，很多外面的男孩都很欣赏了。And
they're respected by their bosses.
有一个老板呢，他明知道这个姐妹是已经嫁了先生的太太，的妇人了。
in office, there was a manager who knew that a sister was married.
他就要寻求一时的快乐。
But he wanted to seek his own pleasure.
而且公司很厉害啊。
And he had many ways.
三天一束花，五天一张卡片。
He would give her flowers and cards.
哎，人不是草木呢。
But and human beings have emotions.
如果你天天收到这样的，你心会动的。
If you keep receiving cards and flowers, you will be moved.
你会比较说啊，你看我的老板风度翩翩又潇洒又风趣啊，你看我家里那个木头人。
You may compare your handsome boss to your husband at home.
那你那个时候心里真的会乱。
And they will have a struggle.
那个姐妹真的祷告还是心乱。
That sister, no matter how she prayed, she still had a struggle.
后来哦，姐妹跟她劝她说，你这个时候。你一定要采不只是祷告，你要采取行动啦。
The other sister encouraged her. Not only should you pray, you must take action.
有时候情感是这样子的，是剪不断理还乱的。这个时候就是要会剑斩情丝啦，就是一刀下去就是这样子。你不要再讲什么。
You must act and cut off the relationship.
我们常常想说，这个耶稣亚为什么一定要把这个埃及迦南七族人通通杀个精光
？Why did Joshua kill all the Egyptians?
这个给我们一个教训、
It teaches us something.
尤其是这种情欲的事情哦，你不可以留余地，一留余地哦，这个斩草不除根，春风吹又生，他遇到机会他又长出来了。
With regards to relationship, we must not leave anything behind.
所以这个姐妹哦，听了劝告，她真的是后来不去上班了，连辞职信都不送出去了。
So the sister simply stopped going to work.
这样子有办法避免魔鬼的圈套啊。
That only that can we.Escape from the devil's trap.
我们说信徒要知足，知足，知足哈。其实知足不只在财富上面而已。
And the Bible teaches us to be content not only in money but also in our relationship.
哎，实在是我们的情感上面要懂得怎么样在满足于我们跟夫妻之间的情感生活，我们这方面也要知足啊。
The relationship with your spouse should be enough.
我们看一下箴言五章。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 5.
箴言五章。
Proverbs chapter 5,
十八节到二十节
verse 18 to 20.
五章十八节到二十节
Proverbs chapter 5, verses 18 to 20.
请念
May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving doe, a graceful deer. May her breast satisfy you always. May you always be captivated by her love. Why be captivated, my son, by an adulteress? Why embrace the bosom of another man's wife?
这边就要说愿我们另外一半的胸怀让我们常常知足啊。
May her bosom satisfy you. 对。Insisted on divorce.
哦，传道人去了解为什么你要离婚。
And the pastor tried to find out the root of the
problem. 我天天要睡客厅啊，当然我要离婚啊。
He said my wife made me sleep in the living room every day, so I have to go.
我娶个太太要做什么呢
？Why would I marry her?
所以我们要彼此满足夫妻之间的情感生活。
Our love and relationship with each other is enough to satisfy us.
这个情感生活不只是肉体而已。
Not only in flesh and body,
还在精神上面
but also in spirit.
所以这边提到说，愿他的爱情使你时常恋慕。
The Bible says, "May you ever be captivated by her love."
我觉得我们要试着跟我们的另外一半做朋友。
We must be friends with our husband or wife.
我们常常结婚久了跟我们朋友这样叽里呱啦、叽里呱啦的，这个讲个不停。
Sometimes when weAnd married for a long time, we can talk a lot with our friends.
但是跟太太或是跟先生啊，讲不到两句话。
But we have nothing to say to our husband or wife.
就没话可以讲啊。
We don't know what to say.
因为我们好像我那个夫妻之间的情感已经不如朋友的关系了。
And the love between a husband and wife is less than the love of a friend.
在精神上没有交集的地方了。
There's nothing.There is no relationship in your spirit.
在精神上 no, 没有交集了哈、哦。就是说，因为有时候，比如说先生在外面工作
，For example, if the husband works.
啊，太太也在不同领域工作
，And the wife works somewhere else.
或在家里工作
，Or she's a homemaker.
你发觉到两个人的世界越来越不一样
，Their world become more and more further apart.
我在想说，我们要寻求改进，要彼此分享彼此生活心得、啊。
But we must share all of our lives together.
这样讲。我属我的良人，我是良人耶稣我。
The Bible says, "I am my lover's, and my lover is mine."
那是指心灵秘密相系的一种生活关系啊。
That's the joining of two hearts.
所以我们常常问我们自己：如果你最快乐的时候，你第一个告诉的是谁
think to yourselves, when you're happy, who do you tell first?
比如说你在公司老板给你加薪水了,
if you got a raise at work,
哇, 你好高兴啊,
and you're so happy,
你第一个打电话给你爸爸, 还是打电话给你太太?
Do you call your father or your wife first?
打电话给你妈妈, 还是打电话给你太太先啊, 哦? 我觉得夫妻的那个情感的生活建立到一种亲密, 这个是一个, 指标, 就是说, 当你最喜悦的时候, 你第一个是不是跟你的, 另外一半分享?
You can tell how intimate you are by thinking about who you share your happiness with.
现在有一个名词叫做精神性的外遇,
there is a term called mental adultery.
Mentally adultery. 就是你趁你另外一半在睡觉的时候, 你在网络上面, 就跟一个陌生人聊得好亲密,
some people have go sign on to the internet and join chat rooms while their spouses are asleep.
这个就是没有办法在精神上跟自己的配偶联合,
because they cannot be joined with their spouse.
这个是违反两人一体的精神,
and it's against the spirit of becoming one flesh.
所以我们要多来遵守圣经的教训, 两个人成为一体的精神,
so we must remember that the two persons are one flesh.
除了圣经之外, 人要懂得去 维持去经营这样的婚姻呢?
We must manage our marriage.
我们要了解两个人来自不同的环境, 一定是不一样的。
When the two persons, both of you are from different environments and backgrounds.
大卫来自比较山野的地方, 所以大卫的个性非常的豪放。
David came from the countryside.
那你看那个米甲, 他来自皇宫, 那个性可能是比较基尼小节的。
Micah came from the palace.
你会知道两个人在对耶柜这个事情哦, 很大的冲突。
So they had an argument over the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, 大卫看到耶柜来高兴就跳舞了，高兴快快乐了。
When David saw the covenant, covenant's return, he danced and sang.
米甲看到说，哎呀，你今天好大的荣耀啊！你在被你面前这个做了一些羞啊，这个自身肉体啊，你今天做了好大的荣耀啊。
But Micah laughed at him and said, "You will even dance before your servants."
两个人这样口角以后就没有再住在一起了。
And after that quarrel, they didn't live together.
我们知道，真的是不一样。 但是不一样不代表不幸福啊。
You may be different persons, but that doesn't mean you cannot live a happy life.
有人把婚姻哦, 夫妻的关系形容是水牛跟蝴蝶的关系啊。
Some people describe a marriage as the relationship between an ox and a butterfly.
Buffalo and buffalo.
Buffalo and butterfly.
Butterfly. 野牛跟蝴蝶在眼眼上面, 虽然两个很大不一样, 但在眼眼上面还是非常和谐, 非常漂亮的。
Even though the buffalo is different from the butterfly, they can have a good relationship on the field.
男生真的是比较狂野一点的。
Men are usually a bit wild.
比较粗壮一点的。
They may be a little stronger.
也比较有力一点的哦。 那女人呢，通常是比较细腻一点。
Women are usually more caring.
比较漂亮一点。
They may be prettier.
也比较脆弱一点啊, 那个蝴蝶一捏就死掉了。
It may be delicate like the butterfly.
那, 可是你会觉得到说, 两个配在一起还是很和谐的。
But when the two are together, is there still harmony?
我们不要想说, 来自不同环境不一样哦, 就是说你看, 其实男女的听话态度也真的是不太一样。 听话的态度啊。
And because you come from different worlds, the way you listen is different.
你看那个弟兄哦, 常常听话是比较心不在焉的。
Usually many brothers don't pay attention when they listen.
说弟兄比较不好意思, 应该说男人的哦。 男人都是右耳进左耳出。
Or perhaps men in general.
都是右耳进左耳出的。
That the words would go right through.
所以我看到那个, 这个听到打瞌睡的, 有时候弟兄是多了一点点的。
I see more brothers falling asleep during sermons.
那女人呢, 都是两个耳朵通通听进去的。
But women will listen.
但是是从嘴巴出来啊。
But then they speak.
所以不太一样啊。
It's different.
你会发觉到你们不一样的地方哦, 要彼此包容啊。
You must learn to live with your differences.
尤其你愤怒, 你会发觉到对方一定有缺点。
Because after marriage, you'll find weaknesses in your spouse.
当然说很多地方不喜欢听哦, 你不要一天到晚讲那些话给他听啊。
If your spouse doesn't like to listen to what you say, then don't talk so much.
有的人比较敏感, 这个事, 有的人比较敏感, 那个事。
You're sensitive to different things.
那你就不要没事就去call他敏感的地方。
Then don't try to pick on them.
要懂得怎么样包容对方。
You must learn to care for one another.
我年轻的时候，这个都是我个人的例子了哦。结婚了哦，我比较 picky 一点的。
After marriage, I was rather picky.
不懂得怎么样包容啊。
I didn't know how to care for my wife and her weakness.
我就会觉得说，相处当中就有摩擦。
But then in our relationship, there will be struggles.
那可是我如果化解到那个摩擦，最后以至于觉得彼此都很辛苦。
But in the end, it's tough on both of us.
可是我化解到，如果我们把那个态度稍微改变了，不要去批评啊，而是用赞美的态度。
But we simply change our attitude just a little bit instead of criticizing, praise a little.
你会知道你的婚姻生活会有一点改变的。
Your marriage life will change.
因为每个人都有弱点。
Because all of us have our shortcomings.
我们都要懂得怎么样去扶持对方的弱点，让他的优点强化起来。
And we must learn to support each other in our weakness.
如果我们一天到晚就是讲你这里不好，那里不好，对方一定会觉得说非常的难过 ，frustration 的那种感觉很重。
When you keep telling your husband or wife.What you're doing wrong here and there, you only frustrate them.
但是如果你一直跟他讲说，其实你这里已经不错了，那里也很好了，他会就会建立起他的自信心了。
But if you tell them you're doing well here or there, they'll build up their self-respect.
所以我们知道婚姻的生活就是说，你批评会毁坏一个家庭，但是赞美你会建立一个家庭。
Criticism will destroy a family, while praise will build it up.
当然，圣经上跟我们讲说，爱是凡事包容，也凡事忍耐。
And the Bible teaches us love is patient.
因为有的人没事就想要离婚呢。
Many people want to divorce very quickly.
但是有一个姐妹讲说，我不会离婚呢。
And some sisters say, I will never divorce.
怎么样我也不会离婚。
No matter what happens.
反正哦，我们如果没有爱情，也有友情啊。
Because even if we don't have love, we have friendship.
我们有友情，也有同情啊。
Without love, without friendship, we still have pity.
那个如果说他这是我的敌人呢，我都用耶稣的爱来爱他。
If I'm supposed to love my enemy with the love of Jesus,
我在想，如果每个人都有这种心情，没有一个会离婚的了。
Then no one will divorce.
听说苏格拉底有一个妻子啊，非常的恶劣。
Socrates supposedly had a very evil wife.
有一次朋友来拜访他的时候呢，他的太太请他帮忙，他没有去帮忙他太太。
When his friends visited him and his wife, and once his wife asked for his help,
他想说朋友来难得来嘛，他就一直entertain 他的朋友，跟他朋友在一起。
Because he was entertaining his friends.
太太很生气啊。
And his wife was angry.
我在背后大骂。
And screamed at him.
骂得很大声。
And she was very loud.
苏格拉底还是不为所动啊。
But Socrates didn't reply.
太太气到了，拿一个洗碗盆的水从他头上一泼，泼下去了。
Then the wife was so angry, she took a basin of water and poured it on him.
苏格拉底跟他太太讲，跟他朋友讲说，你不要紧张了哦。
But then Socrates told his friend, "Don't worry."
你有没有听过说打雷之后一定下大雨啊
？Don't you know that after thunder there is rain?
他说我劝你哦，你这辈子还是要结婚呐。
And he said, "You should get married."
他说：“你问你哦，娶到一个很好的太太，我保证你一辈子幸福快乐。
Because if you marry a good wife, you'll be happy all your life.
如果你娶到一个不好的太太，我保证你哦，成为一个哲学家。
But if you don't have a good wife, you'll be a good philosopher.
其实很多成名的人哦，他们后面都有一个二妻哦。
Many famous people have a bad wife.
那个林肯听说有个二妻。
Supposedly Lincoln also had a bad
temper wife. 所以他晚上都不回家，待在他的那个 lawyer office 里面奋发图强。
So he didn't dare go home, but worked hard in his office.
那个有一个宗教家叫做卫斯理。
There's a man named Wesley, a religious leader.
啊，他也有个二妻啊。
He also had a bad temper.
所以他就专心向神呢。
So he focused his attention on God.
所以有时候你的太太是神助要配给你训练你的。
So perhaps God gave you a wife to train you.
在彼此磨练当中，我们就更完全了。
When we train each other, then we both of us become.
我们就完全到可以进到天国的地步了。
Until both of you can go to heaven.
所以爱是凡事忍耐。
Love is patient.
爱是凡事包容。
Love is patient in the weakness in all times.
但是这些都是消极的啦。这些都是消极的。
That is not active.
我们看一下耶稣三章十八节。
Let's read 1 John chapter 3 verse 18.
耶稣三章十八节。
First John chapter 3 verse 18.
三章十八节，请念。
First John chapter 3 verse 18. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with action and in truth.
这么就是说，我们相爱不要只在言语跟舌头上面。
We don't love just in words and tongues.
我们要在行为跟诚实上面。
But in what we do, in truth.
我们是要经营爱情，我们要用一点力量来说一些好听的话给我们太太听啊。
In our marriage, when we love our spouse, we must say good words.
每次就说太太辛苦了。
You may say, tell your wife you work so hard.
你今天做了什么事情啊？
What did you do today?
哇，你真的很不错，很伟大哦。
You're so great. You're so wonderful.
这个事情哦，这个话有时候我真的是讲不出口啊。
It's hard for me to say those.
不过我有一次去一个家人做客哦，我听了这个房东怎么那么会讲这种话。
Once I visited a friend and I heard the landlord saying these things.
哦，我给他们请客。
And they treat me to a meal.
啊，那个先生哦，就跟他太太一直讲，就是反正他们的话语当中哦，不就是 honey, dear, sweetheart, 就是这样一直在重复了。
And everything he said, he kept calling her honey, dear, and sweetheart.
哦，那个先生真的很体贴太太哦。那个太太那个要走路，哦，在前面帮太太开门呢、啊。
And he really cared for his wife when he would open the door for his wife.
哦，那太太真的是很高兴，我看到他真的太太真的是很高兴。
And his wife indeed looked happy.
哦，他言语很甜蜜啊。
And he has very sweet words.
回家我想说我也来学学看看自己有没有办法做到这样的地步。
So when I went home, I thought to myself, I could do the same.
那我就躺在床上瞪着天花板呢。
So lying on the bed, staring at the ceiling.
我跟我太太讲说从现在开始我讲什么话你通通不要理我。
I told my wife, don't listen to whatever I say now.
那我就开始学习说怎么样说 dear 咯。
So I learned to say dear.
这个 dear 叫了半天哦，怎么叫到 lion, crocodile, 这个 tiger, 叫到那个地方去了。
And the more I say dear, the more animals I thought of.
因为 dear 不只是亲爱的，它也是鹿的意思嘛。我说 dear 嘛 ，dear， 然后再来就是 crocodile 啦，再来就是 tiger 咯。
Somehow my mind connected deers with crocodiles and lions and other animals.
这个亲爱的变成叫到母老虎去了。
So then I was calling my wife a tiger.
看来真的是没有恩赐。
I don't have this gift.
不过说不定您有恩赐了。
Perhaps you have that gift.
哦，你有没事跟太太讲两声好话。
So.Say some sweet words to your wife.
不过也要诚实啊，吼，也要诚实。
But be honest about it.
因为我也曾经做过实验。
Because I've also experimented.
那我实验的对象一定是我太太嘛。
And it was always on my wife.
有一次我在准备这种道理的时候，她在煮饭呢。
So once I was preparing for the sermon while she was cooking.
我去她厨房，我就拍拍她的肩膀说：“太太辛苦啊。”
So I went to the kitchen and patted her on the shoulder and said, "Thanks for working so hard."
太太说：“嗯。”
And she just grumbled.
那第二次我又去说：“太太辛苦了。”
And the second time I said to her again, you work so hard.
第二次她没有反应。
And she didn't say anything.
第三次我又去说，过了大概十分钟，我又去说，太太辛苦了。
And after another 10 minutes, I went to her and said, you work so hard.
太太说你今天有病啊。
And she said, what's your problem today?
所以讲道理要自己做一下实验才知道道理要怎么讲嘛。
Before you deliver a sermon, you have to try out the teachings yourself.
心中对太太心中会感受怎么样啊？
Now, how would your wife
不过一句话是真的。
But one thing is true.
我们如果甜蜜一点哦，我们另外一半会很高兴的。
If you are sweet to your spouse, they will feel.
没有人喜欢看到一个哭丧的脸呐。
No one likes to see a sad face.
没有人喜欢听到责备的话。
No one likes to see hear words of rebuke.
如果说行为，当然行为也很重要。
But your actions are important.
如果说你跟我一样是在言语上面不是没有恩赐的人。
If you're like me, who don't have a gift of sweet words,
我们在行为上面要体贴我们的另外一半。
But if you're in your actions, care for your husband and wife.
当然，我要再表示一下这个，有时候我不行嘛，所以我再表示一下我对我太太的行为了。
I can share with you my actions to my wife.
有一次我太太生日。
Once during her birthday.
那我就送我太太一盆花。
I bought flowers for her.
那瓶花是那个盆栽啊。
It was a pollard plant.
因为我自己很喜欢花。
Because I like plants and flowers.
那我太太当然很高兴啊。
So she was happy.
可是呢，只奇怪了，怎么花期到一段时间之后呢，花期到我家的其他花都一颗一颗死掉了。
But strangely, all the other plants in my house began to die.
可是我送给她一盆花呢，竟然还开得很漂亮，十二月天还开得很漂亮。
But the flowers I gave her were still blooming in December.
哦，我才花期到说哦。你送给他的一点点行为哦，他心里非常珍惜的。
Then I realized how much he cared for what I gave him.
后来就问他说，为什么其他花都死掉了呢？
And I asked her, how come the other plants died?
他跟我说，因为我有 allergy, 其他的花非死不可。
She said, because I'm allergic to flowers, I don't care about them.
但是他还是很珍惜这盆花的。
But she cared for that one plant.
那盆花虽然只是4.95而已啊。
I only paid $4.95 for that flower.
但是真的他很感激。
But she felt the love.
那个是最重要的地方。
That's the most important.
不在您的金钱呢、啊。
Not in how much you spend.
是在您的动作。
But in what you do.
是在您心里面的关怀。
In the care from your heart.
我在想，如果每个人都这样积极的来经营婚姻呢
？If each of us can care and manage our marriage like this，
把它当成公司来做
，and care for it as if it's a business，
帮助你赚钱呢、啊、
？You will make money out of it
你一定会把这个婚姻经营的很好的了。
You will have a good successful marriage。
媒妁之言的感情哦，刚开始有时候会一点摩擦。
If you're married through matchmaking, you may have problems in your marriage.
但是因为你们两个都是尊重神的。
But since both of you respect the Lord,
你会觉得你的婚姻就好像倒吃的甘蔗一样。
Your marriage will become sweeter and sweeter.
啊，你真的是越来越甜蜜。
Hope get better and better.
我们最后愿天下有情人都是成眷属啊。
So I hope that all of you will find the perfect husband and wife.
愿眷属都是有情人啊。
And may your husband and wife be your lovers.